hate my feet. They're huge. I wish my feet were wrapped up like Chinese people used to do.
Don't hate your feet. They're great if they help you deliver a special message. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Hey, do me a favor, would you? Just take a look at your feet. Right now, wherever you are. What kind of feet do you have? Do you have big feet, small feet, wide feet, narrow feet, clean feet, or even dirty feet? Whatever kind of feet they are, the Bible says that they can be beautiful feet. Just take a listen to Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how then shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Our story today is entitled, Beautiful Feet. I hate my feet, said Madison. They're too big. Well, not everyone can have small feet, replied Carly, her older sister. And I don't think you'd want to do what the Chinese did years ago, wrap up your feet so tight that they can't grow. Madison glanced at her long feet and frowned. Did they really do that? Yeah, they used to, Carly said. A book I was reading last week told a story about a Chinese woman. She had her feet bound when she was very young, and they hardly grew at all. She was proud of them, but when she was older, she had to be carried to lots of places. Her feet were too delicate to walk over rough or uneven ground. That might not be too bad, said Madison, still staring at her feet. Maybe mine should have been bound. Well, you wouldn't be able to skate or ski or even run, said Carly. You wouldn't like that. She grinned at her sister. But you know what? You can still have beautiful feet. Yeah, right, said Madison in disgust. Carly laughed. No, really, she said. The Chinese woman in that story I read found out that a small size didn't make feet beautiful, but something else did. Really? Asked Madison. What was it? Well, said Carly, the woman became a Christian. After she got married, she and her husband became missionaries to their own people, the Chinese. And, prompted Madison when Carly paused, don't you see? This woman was using her feet to spread God's word, and the Bible says that people who do that have beautiful feet, explained Carly. Where in the Bible does it say that? Madison wanted to know. Somewhere in Romans, said Carly. The point is, that's how you can have beautiful feet too, by spreading the gospel. Madison looked at her feet again and smiled. Sounds like a plan, she said. But I'll have to be careful not to step on anyone's toes. So how about you? Do you tell others about Jesus? If you do, then you have beautiful feet. God wants you to use them to carry the message of salvation to other people. He wants you to spread the news of the wonderful gift he offers to anyone who believes in Christ. When you do that, you'll have beautiful feet in the sight of God. Our key verse, once again from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 15. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. And our key thought, tell others about Jesus. Hey, we've got a great book here that's from Keys for Kids Ministries called The 1 Year Classic Family Devotions. It's got a story for every day of the year and also things you'll love like activity pages and journals, puzzles, mazes, and a bunch more. Just ask your mom or dad to go to keysforkids.org and then click on shop to find the 1 year family devotion book. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.